Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver. I'm Cindy Broad, reporting for Stockhouse Media. This podcast is part of our metals and mining sector interview series, and we are on the floor of the Denver Gold Forum. The Denver Gold Forum is the world's oldest and largest gathering of precious commodity equities. It showcases 7/8 of the world's publicly traded gold and silver companies when measured by production and reserves. Gold is back, and today I'm pleased to be joined by Mike Davies, CFO of Gran Colombia. Gran Colombia is listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the symbol GCM.
Yep, and we're also listed on the OTCQX under the symbol TPRFF.
Perfect. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's get right into it. Can you give us a brief overview of Gran Colombia?
Great. Thanks. We're excited to be here today, and we're excited to be in Denver speaking with investors. Gran Colombia is the largest producer of gold and silver in Colombia. Our flagship Segovia operations are currently producing at over 200,000 ounces a year, and our Marmato project, which currently does about 25,000 ounces a year, is poised for a breakout with a mine expansion study that we're working on and should finalize before the end of the year.
Fantastic. Your results so far in 2019 have been very encouraging. Can you give us an update on how you're progressing on your projects?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. It's been really remarkable the last 3 years executing the turnaround strategy that we started on in 2016. The key thing, I think, is that we've more than doubled our production from those early years to over 230,000 ounces of gold production through the ending the first 8 months this year. We're on track right now potentially to produce up to 240,000 ounces of gold in 2019. But we recognize in this market that level of production isn't everything. And I think what's really exciting for Gran Colombia and its shareholders is we're generating free cash flow. We're currently running at about $45 million a year of free cash flow. Our costs are well controlled. Our all-in costs are around $900 an ounce. And most importantly, I think, given the market that we're in, our debt's coming down. We're sitting right now at around $90 million of debt. But we've got $52 million of cash on our balance sheet at the end of June. And with gold prices being another $200 an ounce higher so far through the second half of this year, we expect to add to our cash balances as we progress.
Great. You announced at the beginning of September that you're making an investment in Western Atlas. How does that fit into Gran Colombia's strategy?
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of that question lately as a result of the announcement. Back in February, we made an announcement that we believe in the new interim government in Venezuela. We believe the change will come at some point. We had some very interesting assets in Venezuela, the Increíble 4A and 4B projects that were taken by the government in 2011. We see an opportunity to recover those assets with a change in government. And we see Western Atlas as our vehicle through which we can invest the rights and eventually end up with a control position in the company to allow us to be the separate listed vehicle which we can use publicly sourced money to fund ultimately the development of the Venezuelan assets that we can get back.
Earlier this week, you announced your intention to spin off your Marmato assets. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, we announced that as we are progressing with the preliminary economic assessment of Marmato, that we're in a position now to see forward how we're going to bring this project to life. It's a mine expansion of a world-class asset that's had a lot of drilling. We discovered a deep zone back in 2012 that is really going to give us a foundation for a mechanized, low-cost mine. And as we get closer to it, we look at how we're going to fund it. We've decided that in order to protect our capital structure on our balance sheet, something which our investors have given us feedback they'd like us to keep in mind as we move forward, that spinning our assets of Marmato out into a separate listed vehicle, in which we will continue to have control, will allow us to use other people's money to fund Marmato and leave Gran Colombia an opportunity to get a valuation on these Marmato assets, which currently get no valuation in our stock price. So we see it as an opportunity to move forward at Marmato, and we are currently looking for that shell. And over the next couple of months, we'll finish this preliminary economic assessment and then we'll begin with the development. And the key for this is going to be a two-phased approach to putting the geological levels. Initially, we'll focus our effort in optimizing the upper existing mine, doing the same kind of thing we started in 2016 at Segovia, and increase production and reduce costs from the existing operation. And concurrently, we'll start the build and the construction and development of the lower mineralized operation, which will have a lower cash cost. And both of these assets, you know, we'll see 15 plus year mine life. So we're looking forward to putting in a good quality operation in a world-class asset.
Fantastic. It sounds like investors have a lot to sort of keep an eye on with Gran Colombia coming up in the near future.
Yeah, and then we see this is finally, you know, we're getting to a position where we can really bring the portfolio of assets we have, you know, to the next level.
Fantastic. Okay, and why should investors, you've covered a lot, but why should investors keep an eye and take a look at Gran Colombia as a good investment strategy?
Looking at that portfolio, we do believe that we've been able to put together a really nice package of investments in Latin America, including our investment in Sandspring Resources, where they've got a high-quality project in Toro, Peru, that they've now completed the PEA on. We see that, you know, going forward, high-quality assets combined with focus on execution, cash and cost, and then taking a look at the valuation opportunity. For a long time, Gran Colombia has been undervalued versus peers. Now we have some market analysts following us, and they've all got target prices between $7 and $9. And although our stock has doubled in the last 12 months, it's still only roughly, you know, 60% of, you know, where the analysts are targeting. So we think valuation opportunity and looking at a company that's now reaching mid-tier status is great.
We've been speaking with Mike Davies, CFO of Gran Colombia. Gran Colombia trades on the TSX exchange under the symbol GCM. I'd like to once again thank you, Mike, for joining us and sharing some insightful information about Gran Colombia with our Stockhouse podcast listeners. I'm Cindy Broad for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Metals and Mining Sector podcast from the floor of the Denver Gold Forum. Thanks for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.